Hi there. My name is Catherine Lee Ryder from BreakingFree.ca, and I am a speaker and life skills instructor. Welcome to podcast number 31 in a series of podcasts dedicated to abused women worldwide. Today is Monday, December the 14th, 2009. The title of this podcast is Journaling. Everything that I've been talking about in my podcast thus far is information on how you can heal from abuse. The path is long, but well worth the effort. Today, I would like to talk about journaling as a healing tool to recovery. All you need to journal is a paper and pen. When I did this many years ago, I went to the dollar store and bought a notebook students purchase for school. In the journal, I wrote my thoughts, my feelings, my fears, and things that happened to me that day, no matter whether it was a good thing that happened or a bad thing that happened. And I was very honest in my journal because nobody's going to read your journal. The journal is just for you and your eyes only. And you can write it down and destroy it if you want. So be completely honest with yourself. Okay? I even wrote things down that I did that I felt very embarrassed about or that I didn't like what I did because you got to get it out. And this is a really good tool to get it out. Some people can also refer to this as writing in a diary. However, at the end of each day, when I was alone after my children went to bed, I would write in this book. This gave me the opportunity to release everything in my life out of my body onto the paper. And you know what? It made me feel better. It allowed me to get a better sleep if I just got it out on paper. I have mentioned in an earlier podcast that I also would write poetic rhymes as a way of healing. For me, that was extremely instrumental in releasing my emotions. Now, I read to you one poem that I had written shortly after leaving my abusive relationship. And now I have another one that I wrote 14 months after walking out of my abusive marriage. I sat down and wrote this poem, and now I would like to share it with you. Here it is. I entitled this poem Dancing, and it goes, "Life is a challenge, some good times, some bad. The smiles are easy, the rough times are sad. When we walk a blind path, life seems really great. Then we open our eyes and we think and we wait. We wait to get better. We wait to have fun. Then tragedy strikes and we don't walk, we run. Some changes in life seem drastic and mean. Vicious lies hover over, so the truth can't be seen. During trials of life, some friends walk away. The true friends don't leave. They stand with you each day. Yes, the trials of life can make you stand strong. To believe in yourself and what's right isn't wrong. I have walked quite a path in my life this past year. I have stumbled, I've fallen, and shed more than one tear. It has made me stand strong. I now greet every day with smiles, not tears, and I'm dancing my way." Now, if you have been following these podcasts right from my introduction, then you likely listened to my, well, you had to have listened to the first poem that I wrote. And now listening to this poem, you can certainly hear how much healing had taken place in those 14 months. Now that was 8 years ago. and I am not the same person I was back then. So much has happened to me in my life. I have healed to the degree that I can honestly say to you, I love life. A few years ago, I joined a support group offering healing through artistic creation. Now, I hesitated about this because honestly, I can't draw my way out of a paper bag. And I was not sure that I wanted to feel like a fool in front of this entire group of other women. But the group counselors assured me that art therapy was very effective and no talent necessary. So I decided to take my chances because I found this exciting as another healing journey, you know, another healing avenue through the journey that I've been taking. And once I got into it, I was impressed with the healing benefits of this type of therapy. I walked away from that group a new person. They use journaling together with artistic creation. And I cannot overemphasize the benefits you can gain from doing this on a daily basis. Journaling helps you understand how you viewed certain situations in your life. It actually allowed me unexpected realizations of events in my past. Things that I had forgotten about, things that my mind hid from me until I was strong enough to deal with it. Another healing method that I used through journaling and writing was letters, letter creation. One day I sat down and I wrote a letter to my ex-husband. I told him in no uncertain terms what he did to me, how it affected me, how I loved him once, how he destroyed that, how much he hurt me, and how much I hated him. And the letter went on and on. This letter was written leaving nothing out and being totally honest. It was not meant for his eyes. It was a tool I was using to release my anger and my emotions. When I was done writing this letter, I took it outside and I burnt it. And being very careful, obviously, about fire safety, I created my own little ritual to say goodbye to him and everything he had done to hurt me, and this was a great release on that day. Now, if you know, I want you to understand there is no right way and there is no wrong way to do this. Follow your instinct. You will instinctively know what to do to help yourself along your healing journey. And if you're going to use a writing journal, you'll know what to write. Just sit down. Just sit down with the journal and the pen and just start writing as things are coming into your head. Just start writing and you will be surprised, okay? I would like to give you a bit of a warning here, though, about this healing method because it is an extremely powerful tool. Please, before you do this, make sure you are strong enough to endure the memories that may bubble up to the surface that you long ago covered up because they were too painful to deal with at that time in your life. And you may think that there's nothing that you've covered up. And you know what? I would have thought the same thing many years ago, but I am amazed. Over the past 9 years, how many things have bubbled up into my memory, and I went, oh my, I forgot about that, because as an abused woman, and I was in so much pain, and I know you know what I'm talking about, there are certain things that are just too painful to remember. You have to just shove it aside. It's like opening up a closet door and throwing your junk in there and closing it. And never opening it up again until you're ready, until you have time to deal with it, until you're strong enough to open up that door and look at it and say, you know what? No, that wasn't right, and that did hurt me. But now I can release it. Now I am strong enough to deal with that. And I know who I am. And I do not have to believe the things that were done to me and told to me. I don't have to believe them as true, because they were just there to hurt me, and they were just there for power and control over me. Okay? Now, for those of you that are new to my podcast, I'd like you to, if you want to go back to earlier podcasts that I've recorded, you can find links on my website at www.breakingfree.ca. For today, this is Catherine Lee Ryder signing off and wishing you the life of your dreams. Blessings.